100%, 100%. Actually, he was fighting on the London card the last time I was on as well, and he had a big finish, a big knockout. So obviously, it's a big fight for the fans who are there that night, you know. So it's going to be a good battle for sure.
Well, St. Patrick's weekend, Ireland versus England. It's going to be billed as that, I do believe, here in Ireland anyway, and in Donegal. And, well, suppose that adds to everything, Joe.
Aye, definitely, especially after the rugby. Yes, touch wood, it'll be for a better result, you know.
Well, hopefully, Joe. It's been a very frustrating last 13 months or so for you, Joe. It's been, injury after injury. You were coming back, for a fight in December, but unfortunately that didn't happen. Suppose tell us more about your injuries and where you're at and how the body is, more importantly.
That's it. I'm getting old now, so I'm starting to feel it all. But that's it. The shoulder surgery there is an injury that's been plaguing me for a long time. I originally done it when I was due to fight Conor. It was during that camp, but in the last two or so years, it's been a big problem, and it's kind of stopped my jab and me throwing any hooks and everything. So got to the stage where I needed just to bite the bullet and get it done. So that put me out better part of a year, and then just when I got a fight lined up, and I pretty much had the whole camp finishing, and I got kicked and injured the rib. So that put me out of my fight in Australia then. So there was another bit of a setback, but sure. As I said, everything happens for a reason. We're here now, and we've got an exciting fight lined up. So I'm glad to be back, and it's exciting, obviously, with it being a bit closer to home too.
We're all looking forward, no doubt. And tell us, you signed with the new management team, Dominance. How big of an assurance factor is that for you, Joe?
That's it. Dominance, they're probably the biggest management company in the game. They're based out in Vegas, so they're dealing with the UFC on a day-to-day basis. And I'm very grateful because they got me out there. They flew me out to help with the rehab on the shoulder. So I was out in the UFC Performance Institute for a few weeks last year when I had the shoulder done, and obviously it speeded up the recovery no end, you know. So obviously it was a big deal for me because it's amazing how quick they got the recovery in, and I'm not sure how, you know, if I signed with any other team, you know, would they have that relationship with the UFC good enough to get me out there, you know.
And tell us, Joe, you touched on it, you're in Canada currently. Would you like to be back at home maybe training for these fights, or do you feel Canada, obviously you've mentioned it is far more superior, but there's no opportunity to maybe come home and train here?
Do you know what? It's something that's actually been in my head more and more. The last camp I done, I was down in Wales. I was kind of between Wales and Birmingham. I was up training with one of my old teammates, Tom Breeze, just to have the family around me. They're all based in Wales now, so, you know, it makes a big difference. It's like every time I go home, I get this rejuvenation, just a determination, I find, you know, when you're back home and you realize what it means to people, and it just kind of relights that fire for you. So, if there was a way I could make it work, if I had enough training partners, it's something I would love to do. I was actually made a trip back home there a few weeks ago, and I was the owner of the gym came with me, and he was over, and he was saying the same thing to me. He was saying, you know, like how much it suits you to be home, and you know how good it would probably be to have a camp here, you know. So if it was possible to get some of the boys over and do a camp at home, it would just be ideal to me, because I feel there's no motivation like it. If you're about home, just I can see why Quigley came back from California, you know, because when you're about home, the motivation, it really lights a fire under you.
Yeah, and you indicated Jason did come home and people have raised eyebrows as he was describing one day. It was waking up, beautiful sun next to the beach, but just didn't, he thought it didn't really work well for him, and he's probably in a better place now. And that's something hopefully, well, it might come too soon for you in March this year, but maybe the next couple of months it might develop, you feel, Joe?
I would hope so. Anyway, if there was any way at all I could make it work, then I would for sure make it work, because even just being able to run, like at the minute here in Montreal, is I don't know, maybe minus 17 and the snow's covering the ground. Like, there's no way you can get out and go for your runs or nothing. I know there's a bit of snow back there too, but you know, just being able to get outside and get the fresh air and up the mountains and go for a good run, you know, it's hard to beat them workouts on your legs. And it just, from a mental perspective as well, it puts you in a good place, you know.
It definitely does. And with your management team dominance, there's a couple of high profile teammates you have. You have Khabib there, who fought Conor McGregor and beat him last time, and Frankie Edgar as well. And no doubt you want to give a little bit of advice to Khabib how to manage Conor.
I think I'll stay well away from all that, especially after the last thing. But yeah, that's it. I suppose this is sport. That's kind of the way they sold the fight, you know, with the bad blood between them. So there was no surprise when there was a big rammy at the end. But sure, that's it. It's all a part of the entertainment, I suppose.
That's something you try, well, you shy away from a lot of that. You just want to get the job done. It's refreshing to see, Joe, from the point of view that it's just not all about selling tickets, and okay, it's important, but there's a job to do here as well.
Definitely. Like, for me, like, maybe from the UFC's perspective, it's not ideal. You know, I'm not that person who's going to do a Conor McGregor, who's going to sell it to the millions, but for me, I just got to do it my own way, you know. That's the way I look at it. You know, I'm very proud to be from Dunedin, and I just want to represent the Ross as well, and all the people that supported me from day one. And you know, when I do look back on it, you know, when I got kids, when I got grandkids, I just want to look back and say I've done it my way, and you know, I'm proud to look back and see, you know, how I acted. You know, I can show it to my kids and say, you know, this is an example, you know, not look back and think, Jesus, I was a dose. So that's my way of looking at it.
Well, definitely it doesn't come across like that, Joe. You're very humble, and when we look at your as you indicated earlier on in the interview, you've a couple of more years in the bag. Experience wise, obviously you've learned a lot over the last number of years, but what one thing would you say you've worked on that has really helped you this last couple of years?
I suppose, like, being away from home and everything else has definitely taught me something, and it definitely taught me exactly what we're talking about, you know, how much that motivation and drive affects you, you know, because sometimes when I was here, like, I would spend big spells here, I would go training, but I wouldn't really create a life for myself outside of the gym. You know, I would go to the gym, I would come home, I'd go to the gym again. And then it was, I suppose I didn't have that balance in my life there where I was just kind of fully focused on training. And it can be a bit too much, because by the time fighting comes, then sometimes you're that fed up. So for me, I think it's a case of you got to try to enjoy it and try to have a bit more of a balance, you know, not focus too much on it, work hard and do your best, but, you know, have a bit of a balance, because, you know, when fighting's over, there's a life after it, you know, so you gotta be ready for all that too.
What's a typical day for you, Joe, now currently leading up onto the fight? I know it's in March, you've about 6-7 weeks out. Is it fairly intense?
Yeah, it's like training is always pretty intense. I find, you know, generally we're training twice a day anyway, year round. I would say in camp we've got to be a bit smarter, because it's going to be shorter work but more intense. So like on a Monday I'll go wrestling, and that's a pretty long session. George St. Pierre actually takes the lesson, so he teaches it. We're wrestling, we'll do a shark tank, which means you'll stay in the middle and you'll do rounds for fresh people. And then later on in the evening, I'll go for a run, or I can go and do some touch sparring with some of the amateurs or whatever. But generally, it's twice a day, every day, and then, you know, try to catch your recuperation in between, which is no easy task, to be honest. But I would say that pretty much sums it up.
A lot of hard work. And we'll come back to the venues you're fighting in. The last one you fought in was in Madison Square Garden. What an experience that was, Joe.
It was incredible. You know, just I've been to New York a couple of times, actually. I was training around that area, and we're staying just opposite Madison Square Garden. And I remember saying to Tom Breeze at the time, I was like, oh, it would be incredible to get a fight there. And it wasn't even passed at this stage. You know, UFC wasn't even allowed in New York. So, you know, when it did come up and I got there, and to be honest, the reception I got from the crowd, especially, like, I was shocked how many Irish were about and in the crowd and in New York. You know, the reception was just incredible. So, again, it's one of the things. I didn't get the result I wanted, but when I look back, you know, it's definitely a proud moment being able to fight in one of the biggest arenas in the world, you know.
And it must be something that's going to be driving you on now, the 16th of March, St. Patrick's weekend. It'll be packed to the hilt with Irish, ex-Irish cheering you on. That has to be up there as well.
Without a doubt. I remember last time I walked out in the O2, I remember the crowd, and it was quite a difficult fight for me, actually, because it was fighting out my contract, so I was going to be a free agent. There was a bit more pressure, but this one I'm just going to go in and try to enjoy, because it's been a long time out and a lot of stress and dark days sitting here waiting on this injury to heal. So I'm just going to enjoy every second of it, and I can't wait to see all the crowd there, you know, and just experience it all once over again.
And you have a nice tattoo on your back. Do they understand what exactly that is or means to you, any of the Americans or the Canadians?
Not really. I get asked, I would say, daily in the gym what it is. So I would say a lot of them hasn't got a clue. But sure, as long as the ones about home knows, that's all that matters.
Well, we definitely do. And before we let you go, as we touched on earlier on, Mark Diakhisi, you're fighting. He's from Doncaster. What kind of fighter is he, Joe, and what are you expecting?
He's a very explosive fighter. You know, dangerous. He's got that one-punch knockout, good kicks. You know, he's very dangerous. You know, but he's come up short in his last three fights. He's lost his last three, but all the people he's been fighting have all been high level. Dan Hooker is now rated in the top 15. His last fight was Nasrat, actually a team of mine who I know is an incredible talent, very explosive and dangerous. And Draka Close, who's a great fighter too. So I know I've got a very tough fight on my hands, but you know, it's one I'm confident in. I believe I got all the skills to beat him. So you know, touch wood, I'll go out, I'll give 110% and just pray to God that I come out with a result.